Hello, Ken.
Kendra.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. What's your favorite color?
Obviously, I've never mentioned it.
You're not Kendra.
What is that, Captain Marvel? What is that?
What?
You know how in Captain Marvel, yeah. There's all the like people who are like...
The Kree?
Yeah.
Are you a Kree?
Maybe.
True or false, you love plants.
True.
What's been going on?
Not much. I believe it's outdoor playtime outside.
No.
So if anyone's hearing some children screaming, unrelated to us, just that's what joy sounds like. So you should get more accustomed to it.
Yeah, we like it. Joy is a backdrop to our sullen...
podcast.
Melancholy. I saw Us.
Mm.
Yep. And I don't just mean... Me and you, when we look into a mirror.
Oh my God, it's Us.
So Jordan Peele's Us.
Ooh.
And I loved it.
You did. Yeah. I'm going to do it.
Yeah?
But I don't know when or why.
You did some research, right?
I didn't find out what happens, but I did. I listened to some podcasts on it just because I need to know. But I have to say, they played the trailer on some of them.
Yeah.
And the music was playing, and I like almost threw up.
There's a lot of creepy stuff.
The music is what I'm so nervous about. Because it's like...
Yeah. And I saw it in a... But I saw it in a packed theater, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And the other people, like, screaming makes it, like, less scary for you. Because you're like, I'm not screaming right now.
You don't know what I'm going to be doing.
I don't know. I sat next to a mutual friend of the show, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And who immediately when it sat down, the old lady behind us was like, can you take off your hat? And I thought that was great. He's wearing a hat in the theater. Anyway.
What type of hat?
He wore one of his hats.
A baseball hat?
Yeah. A basing ball cap.
We can agree that that's the same height as your head.
If you lean back a little bit, that bill comes up.
Oh, you're right.
He's already a tall, lanky dude.
Yeah, you got to watch out.
He's not that tall, but...
Yeah. Whoa. Really come for him, Ken.
But Tim was getting into it. He actually had some comments.
Did he yelp a little?
Like, they would do something in normal voice, not even whisper. You'd be like, oh, no, don't, you know.
Oh, I love that.
But I just thought it was a lot of fun. And it's one of those movies where you know afterwards when you start to unpack it, it won't all make sense. But you still don't. You don't really care. There's so much in there. And now I've been, like, reading up on, like, a lot of the little hidden...
Treasures.
And what are they called? I couldn't even think of the word. When you got the
little... I don't know. Yeah. Oh, not jelly beans, but... But go ahead and stick with that. They're now called jelly beans. No, okay. I'm calling.
Easter eggs.
What are they called? Easter eggs.
You got me there. That's great.
Okay, so what I believe they're called, Ken, is Starburst jelly beans. The regular flavors
what
where they're
put
just really...
in an Easter egg. Right? Didn't you hide around the lawn?
Wow.
But I...
Yeah.
A lot of fun stuff in there. That's all I'll say. Anyway, go see it. It's not doing that well at the box office, so try and go see it.
Dream on, Ken. We're not talking about that today. Speaking of Perry Gilpin.
4 degrees. 3 degrees. 2 degrees.
Of Perry Gilpin.
So, Ken, this is the moment I've been waiting for a while.
Homecoming. I know.
No,
and I know how much you liked it. Julia Roberts. You know, this
that's
year,
not what we're talking
30th
about.
Anniversary of Steel Magnolias is one of
my
favorite movies.
Oh, my God.
We'll get back to that later, though. Okay. What are we here to talk about?
We're here
You're
to talk
excited.
About the one and only show, Medici.
Oh, I'm so disappointed that's how you said it. Usually, you kind of ramp up a little bit.
I'm
like,
really...
The show I really like, Medici.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how they say it on the show?
They don't say their names a lot.
So, I went to Italy.
Actually, they do. Other people say their names a lot. Now I think about it. They're like, but what of the Medici?
Oh, yeah.
What are the Medici's votes? But it's always... Yes,
well, arm
the
throw.
Medici's. Have you checked at the... Oh, fuck. I'm forgetting all the words. The,
Piazza?
Similar.
Oh, that's
like,
all I got.
See, this is why I was like, Ken, I need to talk about this show within 2 days of me finishing it. And Ken was like, we have to wait until the weekend. And now it's like...
I don't think I said that. I don't think I sound like
peore,
that.
Papa.
I don't think I've ever sounded like that. Wait, did you do the Southern accent?
No, I didn't do it at all.
So I went to, I traveled to Italy my junior year of college for spring break. It was a little after the time of the Medicis. I'm not that old.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize. The 1400s weren't in your lifetime?
It was only, I think, a couple of years after they brought in the euro. That's how long ago this was.
Wow.
But the way you say Medici reminds me, they would always say, everyone we talked to when they said euro, they would always go, a euro. They'd be like, a euro.
Wait, so they just brought in the euro?
They had just kind of adopted. Yeah, I don't know. It might have even been
fine. Did that mean they had to take all the Medicis off their coins?
Yeah. They're like, if you notice, this coin doesn't have a Medici. So anyway, the show. I know. Okay.
Okay. So the show is about the Medicis.
Mm-hmm. And who are the Medicis?
The Medicis were a banking family from the 1400s. But guess what? They were very good at it. So they ended up becoming like popes and kings.
Would you say they were Italian superstars of the mercantile system?
You know what, Ken? I think you would say that.
Or superstars of the Italian mercantile system.
I didn't hear the difference. But point is, yeah, they were really good at it.
Yeah.
But, okay, so first season.
Right.
Cue Richard Madden.
Wait, how many seasons?
There's two seasons right now, but apparently there's a third season that's currently live in Italy, but not here.
Right. Okay. That's how that works. Now, Richard Madison, first season.
Madison?
Richard Madden. Sorry.
Richard Madden. Maybe it was between his time doing The Bodyguard. Maybe it was before. It was probably before.
What about Game of Thrones?
It was probably after that. Yeah. After that. If I had to guess, just structurally, how
question,
that
is
out.
He becoming one of your boys?
Is
he a Kendra's boy?
So, no, I wouldn't say. But I mean, I do. I appreciate him. We've made jokes about his jawline before.
Is he too old? You tend to like him young.
Okay. I mean, he's definitely like a good 15 years older than me, so
I just wanted to say that. But is he really 15 years old? He's not. Is he 40?
I would guess.
Well, you're not 25 either.
Oh! How old's Richard Madden?
I'll look it up. Straight you to keep the going. Talk about season
okay,
one.
Okay, so Richard Madden plays Cosimo Medici, who is not top Medici. He's Medici's son. Wait, can you tell me how old he is?
I can tell you how old he is. Do you want me to?
Yeah.
He turns 33 this year. He's 32.
What?
Yeah, he's not that much older.
Okay, well, I could see how this could happen because let me tell you, they do not recast when people age in this show. So he's actually the same age as the other guy, practically. This man is Cosimo Medici. His dad's Dustin Hoffman.
Who's the original?
Medici. Top Medici. Don't remember his name. People are upset about it. Top Medici gets murdered, poisoned. Dustin Hoffman gets murder poisoned.
Yep.
And then he, Cosimo Medici, becomes Top Medici.
Oh, yeah.
And he's now running things.
Now,
he's got a brother.
So this is a family that's on top, and they're always. It's almost like an old school gangster thing, right? Where they're always under fire. People want what's theirs.
Yes.
So they need to be on edge at all times.
They're
they need to take care of business.
Okay, and so like first Medici, from what I'm seeing, he's like not. He's like got a murder vibe
to him. How many episodes did they give Dustin Hoffman? That's a pretty big name.
Was Dustin Hoffman...
I mean, he's not bringing
the
kids.
Am I right that that's who it is?
I think he's in it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So Dustin Hoffman, he's probably in like three episodes. But okay, so what they keep doing is flashbacks. So like Dustin Hoffman maybe passes away, but then we keep doing young Cosimo Medici while his dad's still alive, and then go to like old Cosimo Medici, who, if you were wondering why I thought he might be older, he's got just a little fleck of gray in his hair.
Oh.
Here's the craziest part about the show. They cast them as young, and then just, it was that gray fleck of hair in there. But then also, like, all of the women in it, the casting agent has a type.
Oh, yeah?
Like, yeah. I mean, I think so. They're all, like, a specific type of, like, gorgeous woman. They all just have, like, the practically same face. It's very confusing, because if you're watching, you're like, wait, is that his... ex, or is that his wife, or is that like his mom? Like, at all times, you're like, who?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
Pretty nuts.
It's also harder when, because this happened on Game of Thrones a couple times, too, with some of the characters. They did a good job of making them look different, mm-hmm. but even within that society or whatever that is, right, we don't recognize the differences in, like, clothes as well. Is it not like ours?
Interesting.
So it's like, it's all seems like
right, just like everyone's in like the same clothes.
Yeah, it's all like, oh, they're all wearing capes. So that's the other lady with a cape, you know?
No.
As opposed to here, be like, oh, she usually wears t-shirts and she's a dress gal. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I think that's fair. But I also think that if you saw all of these women next to each other, mm-hmm. you'd be like, very confusing. Like, the person has a specific taste in women and this is them. They're all beautiful. I'm not going to say anything against these gorgeous ladies. Yeah, like, look, like, yeah. Just...
Yep.
And it's... that's multiple seasons, which is also the funny part.
I mean...
Oh, okay, so season one...
Kevin, all about I don't know what your problem is. They're all gorgeous.
They are, that's what I was saying.
Oh, right, sorry.
So they're all... So it's Cosimo, and Cosimo, like, his dad kind of did some bad stuff. Mm. It's, like, not really mentioned. I have to say, I think the show really glorifies the Medicis in a way where I'm like, But then he's, like, starts doing kind of bad things. Like, he, like, it's not like he ever, like, intentionally said, like, murder this person, but, like... People within his group murdered people.
What's like, if you're the head of that family, what is your status? Are you just known as, like, the head of the Medicis, or are you a prince, a duke?
No, you're just, like, a head of a bank.
Head of a bank, oh.
And that's the tough part, is, like, people are thinking of them pretty negatively.
Right.
And so, like, all the noble families, who they're all in, like, a parliament together, the noble families hate the Medicis, because they're, like, whoa, 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 I'm the one who's like, supposed to have the power.
Sort of nouveau riche type thing, right?
Yeah. Well, but also, like, hypothetically, like, these nobles are getting less and less power because if they don't have money,
mm-hmm.
all of that. And so, like, they end up being the bank of the Pope.
This show sounds like a call for or a support of capitalism, and I like it. All right. It's a great...
Well, it's actually it's really
the,
funny.
It's the great evening.
What are you going to say?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's the great equalizer.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Nothing like money. No, but here's the thing is, I'm watching the show and I'm like, God, it's crazy to think that like the issue is they're starting out where it's like royalty and mm-hmm. like it's all based off this religion. And so no one can come outside of that because it's like the 1400s. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, that's a very old, old school version of everything.
Yep.
So they had to work their way into like, okay, and now capitalism.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like, yes, and people vote for things.
Yeah. They're getting out of the dark ages. It's the beginning of, you know, we're on our way to the Renaissance, the Enlightenment,
right, exactly.
All that stuff. I mean, it takes hundreds of years.
I know. It's nice
it's
to
the
just...
first few steps, though. It was like 1,000+ years of...
Just candles.
Oh my God, yeah.
And
then it only took 500 years after that to get a nice light switch.
Nice lights.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Albizzi family, they're like a noble family and they want them like dead. And so like all of these people are threatened for death like 1,000 times.
But Madden's like, oi, I'm the bodyguard.
I'm the bodyguard. Mom?
I've got skills.
Mom? Oh, mom. That's how
mom.
I said
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Mom. Yeah.
Mom. Mom.
But... He's only in the first season, right? Because they kind of, it's yes. generational. They keep going, right?
So
they
then
keep...
he, like, it ends with, like, I think something, oh, God, his brother. Mm. There are spoilers in this. Watch it if you want. Don't. I don't care.
Kendra needs to get this out, all right?
Yeah, I've been holding this in for weeks. Okay, so his brother, Lorenzo, dies and is murdered by the Albizzi.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And, like, in the jail cell. And, like, he's, like... He goes to jail for a while, like Cosimo, like all this
Whoa.
Stuff happens. He's almost sentenced to death, but his wife is like, sneaks
oh,
him
yeah.
around, is like, no, we're going to go into here. And then slowly it's like unraveled that they did a lot of stuff. That season ends. You're like, woo, go that season.
Mm-hmm.
The reason John and I ended up watching this show is because
right.
Daniel Sharman is in it.
Well, we found out his name.
I did. I looked it up before.
He's not just Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf B-list star.
Yeah, second tier Teen Wolf.
Hard to do.
No.
show as good as Teen Wolf. Oh, want to know what's funny, though? It's like, then I look up his thing. Oh, he's British, which means, like, his training is just, like, it's just an absurd level of just, like, oh, yeah, Shakespeare Company and, like, oh, all this stuff. And it's you're so always, funny. Like, you're like, oh, I feel really shitty about being a dick about that.
No, it's fine, but it's funny. No, but
I just mean, like, you're just like, oh, he was on Teen Wolf. And I was like, oh, wow, how'd he get this? And it's like, oh, because that's where he started.
It's funny that you're like that because you like Teen Wolf.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Whereas I'm in a place where I should be. I could dismiss
it. No, I love Teen Wolf, but I'm just, it's still surprising to be like, oh, I'm this. And now I'm like.
Hey, you got to get a job.
Yeah, you're right. No, and I think that's, it's great. So, next season. So, Cosimo had a kid named Piero.
Right.
And he's this character in it. So that's like season one. He's got the goofiest haircut. It's like this. And you're just like, this guy's not going to be a star. Yeah. It's like a short bowl cut. Like a breakfast bowl cut.
Got it.
you know, it's not like a, it's not like a mixing bowl cut.
Right. Not a mixing bowl, right. Breakfast bowl. Yep. Okay.
So he has a son and he's like not a big fan of his son. And it's pretty clear. Because his son's not really good at anything. Oh, like, okay. Not to be weird about it, but like his son's just like, he's not a good orator. He's not a good, like...
Yeah.
Do we say orator now?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I've used it multiple times today.
Good. Okay, so then it's like end of that season, comes back. Piero, who was his son, I think that was... You have Cosimo,
mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, and then my son Piero. I'd be like...
You, What percentage of you liking the show is due to the fact that you get to say these names like that? Because when you say Cosimo, I just, it's like I feel
there's
a spark.
There's a lot of joy. There's a lot of joy. Well, it's also because now John and I just go, I call him Contessina, which is Cosimo's wife. He calls me Cosimo. It's just like really fun,
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard. I think I'm going to be sick. By the way, have you seen, there's a lot of great, if you want to talk about Italian names.
Yeah.
Great Italian names in Moonstruck.
Ooh.
I mean, some great stuff. And I looked it up. I thought it might have been Cosimo, but it was Cosmo.
Mm.
But there's also a Camerari, Johnny Camerari.
Ooh.
It's fun. So just,
I love it. Okay, that's next up.
Yep.
You're right.
Yeah, okay. Great. But we're in season two now.
Okay, season two. So
are we at
Piero's
Piero?
Older now.
Yeah, right.
And he, I think the grandfather had just passed away. He was only in power for like 5 years. And then he's still alive. And our boy, Daniel Sharman, who is Lorenzo Medici, named after his great uncle, mm-hmm. who was murdered in a jail cell.
Wait, but who is he? Piero's son?
He's Piero's son.
Okay, yep.
And he, and Piero's like kind of like, he's lost a ton of the money. He like is like, oh, you just feel bad. You're like, oh, this isn't for everyone. Like,
he needs to step up. Yeah. I don't feel bad for him. Come on.
But.
Go to your dad early on. Go to Richard Madden and be like, oi, I'm not going to be good at this. Right? Let me go off, Mom. Do something else. Let's get someone else in here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So he's like, not a kid, but he's like. Allegedly quite young, and he takes over. He pretty much just like coups his dad, which is like kind of sad. But his dad gets injured, and then he's just like, I'm gonna have to do this.
I mean, he doesn't end up like killing his dad, right?
He's just like, he negotiates around the whole thing, being like, hey, like, if I take power, because, and like, God, like, Piero's like getting the city sieged because he's like owes money, but the only person who is owes him stuff is like, oh, all I have is an army, I don't have money. And he's like, okay, can you then like threaten people for me? And it's like, not the way you want to do it. Yeah. And so what's really cool is Lorenzo is, so he's like the grandson of Cosimo. His whole thing is that he's like super peacekeeper. Mm. And like all he wants is like no fighting, always avoiding war in like tactical ways to be like, ooh, let's this.
But at some point, you gotta fight.
The finale, Ken.
Oh.
Holy crap. Do you know what happened to...
Oh, to Piero Medici in 1532? No, I don't.
No, do you know the story of Lorenzo Medici? So he's called Lorenzo the Magnificent.
Oh, yeah, it's Lorenzo, sorry.
So he was the most...
Magnificent.
He was the most magnificent. No, but everyone was like, this guy was like super good at like everything. So he was good at talking with people. He could convince people to do shit. Like, just like on a like another level. Was good at like fighting and stuff. So whole plotline happens. He manages to get people out of things and do all this stuff. But there's this other family. Once again, a noble family. Guess who the grandfather is in it? Sean Bean.
Oh, Sean Bean. Sean Bean.
Yeah, he's playing truly evil man.
Ooh. I like so an evil Sean Bean.
He was so, he did a great job with it. And God, you want him dead.
Yeah.
It's hard not to want him dead. Also keep in mind, Botticelli is in this.
Oh, right. Yeah.
No, did you know? Lorenzo Medici.
He's the one that funded all of...
Yeah, well, Botticelli was raised with him.
Oh,
so okay. It was like someone's kid, and they were just like, oh yeah, we'll just like toss him into our brood.
Honestly, what's funny is I probably read that at some point.
Yeah. Anyway, so Botticelli's just around like painting shit all the time. and Lorenzo has a brother. Okay. That's going to come up later, Ken. It's probably going to come up in 2 seconds because I'm really bad at plotting. I just
like
the idea of
like Botticelli like painting like spring nymphs while these like people are trying to murder each other.
No, just like everything's crazy. Like,
can you keep it down? I'm, you know...
I've got this to do. I've
got this going.
Well, it's also really funny because, like, in all of this, they're all very close. And you're like, I don't think anyone would be as close as they all are. You know what I mean? Maybe, but, like...
He was magnificent.
He was magnificent. He just seems like he'd be busy with other stuff.
That's the one thing. Sean Bean, he has a face that you totally buy as evil. But you also totally buy as, like, good-natured dad.
Yeah.
He's one of those... Once he turns on the evil, you're like, oh, this guy... But otherwise, you're like, oh, I'd hang out with this guy. Yeah. But then he turned to the evil face, and you don't want to hang out with the guy.
Right. You're like, no, no, no.
But yeah. Okay. So that's season two. Towards the end of that.
Yeah.
There's a showdown.
Oh, my God.
The fate of...
No, so, okay. So what happens is there's the Sean Bean's family. He, like, they used to be friends. They're somehow related to, not the Albizzi, but this other family who, like, was somehow part of this. They kind of, like, Sean Bean hates the Medici because he's like the noble thing.
Is this in Florence, by the way?
No, he's also the other bank. No, I'm sorry. He's noble, but he's also the other bank. Oh, he's
noble banker.
I'm wondering if, yeah, no, he is noble and a banker.
No, but is this one section?
Florence.
It's in Florence. Okay, I'm just making sure. I thought it was Florence. But...
Although, I mean, like, there's a lot of storylines are like, we must go to Milan.
Because obviously, no Italy then.
Right, but all the cities are like interconnected
nation states,
and so that's what Lorenzo's really good at is being like, oh, I went to Milan and I made this person like me, and now we're friends, and now we actually have a trade agreement between these three cities, which is like helpful or whatever. So, Sean Bean really hates them, and they try to assassinate them at a party. They want to assassinate both brothers at the same time.
Mm.
One brother, he doesn't give a shit. And he's just in some of Botticelli's paintings.
He's having a great time.
And he's like got this girl who's married to someone else, but he likes her. She ends up dying, so he's in a bad mood. So then, the assassination attempt doesn't work out at the dinner party that they're throwing because the brother's like mourning the girl and he's just like, she's like, oh, he's out on business. And they're like, damn it, we have to kill both at the same time. That's the rule.
Why do they have to kill both if the other brother isn't as involved?
Because they're like, he's gonna, like, because they just don't trust these Medicis. They're like, we have to, like, stamp out the lineage.
Does the show show us that this other brother, if called upon, would...
I think he could do a better job. He's kind of like, his whole thing in the show...
Well, if he's got the brother that's really good, why is he, like, he should be enjoying
that's kind of how, his whole thing is like, you don't need me, and you don't... It's not worth it. Like, I enjoy doing other things. Yeah. And, like, kind of just, like, whatever. But I'm sure... But his whole thing is, like, no one's asking me to do anything, so I'm not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. Which I've been there. So, they miss the opportunity at this event to do it.
But do we know that they tried? Do our heroes know that they tried?
No, they have no idea that they tried.
Okay.
But then they go, and they're like, okay, well... The only other time we can do it is Mass.
Oh, wait.
In the church.
You can't do it.
At Mass.
You can't do it.
Okay. But do they? There's so many spoilers.
By the way, what church are they at? Are they at like a famous one?
They're at a famous church.
The major Duomo
kind of. Oh my God, I forgot to tell you. That Duomo, the double dome.
Yeah.
Guess who did that? Cosimo Medici. That's his main plot.
Got it. Okay.
His whole story arc is him being like, we can do it. And then being like, he's an egotistical maniac. And he's just like, I just want to put a roof on that thing.
By the way, I've been in there. Mm. I've walked to the top.
Did you know it's a double dome?
I did. Yeah. I mean, I've been there.
Well, if you saw it, you'd say that's one dome. But
I had breakfast.
But it's a double dome holding the other dome.
On the roof of a hostel that was right nearby. And we just looked at it. And
we said, we're gonna
climb that thing. What we said, we're gonna climb it.
And that's what Cosimo Medici said too.
Yeah.
So anyway, his grandfather had done that, like done the double dome, and mm-hmm. he did it like through the plague. It's actually really cool. Like he's like, blah, blah, and then yeah. he uses it, and then everyone hates him even more. Like all the nobles hate him even more because he's like, cool. So I'm just gonna use like some of the money from the Pope to fund building this dome so that I can give jobs to the people who don't have jobs right now because it's a fucking plague and everything's a shit show.
Yeah.
And then they're like mad because they're like, now everyone likes you more. Like pretty much the major thing is just like the nobles being so mad because like people like them.
Yeah. Well, isn't that how it is?
So true. Also, I mean,
it's like nowadays it's in like the Kardashians.
Bare minimum is just like they just want to eat and not have the plague. And right. That's like
it's all we want in life.
But also like then everyone gets to be like, oh, he tried to build the dome and that's why the plague's here. And it's like, okay, it's really hard to fight against witchcraft as the reason for things. Okay, right. So we're back at Lorenzo.
Okay.
And we're in the dome thing, I think. I think that's the church, but they could go to another church. But I think that's what it is.
There's a few there.
There's a couple. Yeah. They have a couple. Anyway, so they're going into mass and they sit in like these seats. And other people, other parts of the family are sitting in other locations. The brothers are like a couple seats apart. So they go for this assassination attempt while it's like the Pope's nephew is the one doing the thing.
You can't do it. No. You can't piss off the church.
But guess, well, because they got kind of authorization from the church.
Oh, Kendra.
But not to do it at...
The church involved with nefarious activities?
Not to do it inside the mass. They wanted it like at another event.
Okay, yep.
And actually that's more what I read in the show. It's much more like he's like, if it must be done, like just don't involve me in it. But in the actual thing, it sounds like he was just like, do it.
I love like Pope. That's so funny.
Yeah, the Pope. What?
Oh, just the Pope like was like a mob boss for right. centuries.
Right, exactly. So anyway, it's happening. They pull out their swords and they kill his brother, who's right next to him. And he manages to get, so he's just like cut across the neck,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't, and like fights the guy holding the sword.
This is your boy from Teen Wolf kind of fighting.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I mean, like he's been doing this since Teen Wolf.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so Lorenzo Medici fights off the guy, but then like watches as his brother just gets stabbed like 20 times in the chest. And we also were watching and we're upset.
Is this a very violent show?
No. So, and that's what makes it like even worse. I mean, like there's moments of mm-hmm. small violence, but this is like when you're watching this, you're like,
but they showed,
oh my God. Yeah, no, they don't show it
it's
that
not,
much.
It's not like
but
a
you're,
Game
but
of
you're
Thrones.
Still just like,
where you're like seeing someone get gutted or anything.
No, nothing like that. Just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, that's not cool.
Right.
And it's like, it's that family, and they think that they killed Lorenzo.
Oh.
Because he fights them off, and then he goes into, and they like, they cut his neck.
Yeah.
And, which you could hit an artery and kill someone.
Yeah.
But then they sneak into like the little rectory room. They like, the family goes into the rectory room and like barricades it closed.
Yeah.
And the brother's like out there dead. And the mom's like fucking wailing because she's like, my son's dead. And so they hear that and they're like, oh, Lorenzo's dead.
Oh.
Because they're such jerks that they think she couldn't be that sad about the other son dying.
These guys, they're not great assassins.
No, they're not great assassins. And I don't know how this happened in the real thing. But then everyone's really, so he's like freaking out for a bit.
Does he pretend to be dead? To exact revenge?
No.
Okay, sorry.
He doesn't. He just goes, and like they finally have left and they've gone to like where the thing, because they're doing like a violent takeover where they're going to take over the like parliament, all this stuff. It's like parliament,
the,
fake parliament.
It's like The Godfather. Multiple hits at once.
Oh my God, yes.
Also took place during a church service.
Oh my God.
The christening of Michael's, his sister's child. I don't know if it was a boy.
This is a good point. It was a boy. What are the similarities? So then he's like, they're like, okay, we have to go back and hide. And he's like, nope, I need to show the people that I'm still alive. And so then he comes out and they're announcing, they're like, he's dead. They're both dead. Mm-hmm. And then he comes out being like, I'm not dead. And it's got a real Christ is risen vibe.
Oh. His blood's still spurting out of his neck.
I mean, there's a lot of blood, but not like.
No, I know. No, if it's spurting, you're dead probably. That's, yeah. Especially with 15th century medical knowledge. Right.
And he thought something weird was happening. So he did have people like guards at the parliament building. And so they let them like kind of take it over, like they think. And then it's like, oh, all these people were hiding in there. And so he but he didn't think that they were going to, like, it's very insane to murder people at mass. Like, not a cool thing in church to do at any time. And, but then all the people start to be like, he's like, they murdered my brother. And like, I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people are like on his side. And then like, start like throwing things at the people who are the nobles. Whew. It is crazy. He ends up taking over the whole thing.
Well, he's got the public on his side, right?
So they all angry.
Yeah.
And so the whole time he's always trying to avoid violence and be like, no, we don't kill people. We just do all these things.
Right.
And then suddenly he's like, nope, everyone from this family will die. And they will, like, their name will be wiped from everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and, well, no, it's too bad. Their thing of arms, their coat of arms, it had three dolphins on it. Just a side note. It's a lot of dolphins out of the system. Anyway, so then he takes it over and then he hangs the like three main people from the building, the like parliament building. And the people are just like, yeah. And and
their bloodthirst has been quenched.
No, and they like take the bodies down and then like,
oh yeah,
fuck with them.
Yeah.
Messed up.
Sick.
And there's like looting and shit on the streets. Yeah. It's just like,
well, to be fair to them, they didn't have all the entertainment we have at our.
It's true. I got to watch this whole thing.
I can take out my phone and watch something. I don't know. If there's a body hanging, maybe I'm like, I'm gonna mess with it. You know, that's all I got.
Yeah. Anyway, so then it's like clearly this is opening up a new chapter where there's like, I think there was an element of he was very young mm-hmm. and his whole thing was just like you always try and do the right thing, and the right thing is a good thing.
Yep.
And then it's just very clear that it's like, I'm after everyone. And I looked it up. He killed a lot of people in relation to this.
Wow.
So, not great, but but it's funny because you watch him just be like, I'm fun.
I like shows like that, and that does actually sound sort of familiar to The Godfather. And, I mean, just a lot of sort of, not even just gangster movies, but like, old school war or sort of power. Well,
and this grab is like, movies this where, is like a super, this is like one of the most infamous things. Like it was famous. It's still like, it's wildly.
And then
deal.
Once you go down that path, I'm sure he's just like murdering everyone.
Yeah. Well, no, and he just made people change their names where they like couldn't have that name anymore. He was like, yeah, you're fine. Like you weren't guilty, but you are going to have to change your name.
So that name's like gone.
Yeah. Done. Which let me just, Pazzi.
Pazzi. Oh, there's Pazzi pizzerias all around the city.
Oh my God.
Oh no. The Medicis will not be happy. The curse of the Medicis.
So yeah, I have to say, really great show. Oh, it's also pretty funny at parts. Unfortunately, there's way too much gratuitous sex that I did not enjoy. Because sometimes you're just like, it's not like actual sex.
I thought that was your thing.
No, I just don't like it. It's just like, also it's like, you gotta be good at transitions, and some people aren't.
Oh yeah.
You know when it's just like,
at least it has that and doesn't rely on just like a bunch of like people getting their heads chopped off. And
yeah, I guess that's true. And it's not like a Game of Thrones where it's like, it feels like they're like hitting a quota each episode. It's just every once in a while you're like, this feels like more like a political drama and I don't necessarily need everyone to always be having sex sometimes. Because I just want to get to the part where it's called Mass, the episode.
So that's the end of season two or towards the end of season two?
Yes, there's going to be a season three. Okay. Our boy's still in it.
Yep. It's the continuation of him. Obviously, so the first season was like setting him up.
Well, so when I read about it, I think like the Cosimo storyline was really, really good. But it is nice because it is like his is clearly the most interesting.
And he is like the main guy.
Lorenzo?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and his whole thing is he wants to bring democracy to Florence.
But when we first talked about this, I thought it was your boy from Teen Wolf, who was a secondary character in Teen Wolf, is now like a secondary character in this. And you're like, no, we're following him.
He's the star.
Because we're fools. But he's the star.
He's
like,
the star.
Yeah. And he does a good job?
Yeah, he does.
Is he as good as Richard Madden? Or is it like a drop off? Are you like, oh.
I think people would depend on their thoughts on it, but I think he's actually very good. I think that people would probably, people just like how actors sound when they're like Richard Madden has a lot behind him in a more positive way. No, so you look at him more positively.
And he couldn't have played the younger version of this guy. So this guy's probably good to play that.
Yeah. And they can, even though apparently they're probably the same age.
Age into it. No, I know. No, he's probably a little younger, right?
By like 3 years.
Oh, okay. I thought Teen Wolf was like, I guess it was like 10
no,
years ago.
No, it was a long time ago. Yeah. And like.
I forget because you watch it constantly. So.
No, I don't. no, it's just that they're like. Also, I think Richard Madden has an older look, and I think he goes into that. Would you say?
I think so, yeah. I thought he was a little bit older. Sure. Mm-hmm. He's 32 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was mid-30s.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a few years older.
I'm just trying to prove my point.
I get it, Richard Madden. God.
And we have our connection.
As we always do. We've never missed one. Not one.
Well, Ken, you're the one who found it. Should you, do you want to revel in your own success?
Yes, of course I do. The name of the movie? Big Empty, from 2003, starring Jon Favreau. Who's in this movie? Sean Bean's in this movie.
Oh, right.
He was in Medici.
He was.
Who was in this movie with Sean Bean, you wonder?
Who?
Kelsey Grammer. Plays Frasier on a show called Frasier.
Oh, yeah. Like just
who's also on Frasier?
Who?
David Hyde Pierce. Connected to David Hyde Pierce on Frasier is one, Perry Gilpin.
Yes.
That's 3 degrees.
Beautiful 2 degrees. Great job, Ken.
Great.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
If you have any comments, concerns, questions, you can call us at our phone number, 410-914-7374. You can do stuff there. Leave us a review. Follow us on Instagram. Yeah. Continue to be cool people who listen to the show.
Yep, you're very sweet. Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Take care.